Chapter 76. Left to utter two consecutive syllables. Will you have some brandy? Apostrophe apostrophe no. Apostrophe apostrophe replied Hardy in a tone of great indignation, and looking as comfortable as Temple Bar in a Scotch mist. What should I want brandy for? Apostrophe apostrophe, will you go on deck? Apostrophe apostrophe, no, I will not. Apostrophe this was said with a most determined air, and in a voice which might have been taken for an imitation of anything. It was quite as much like a guinea pig as a bassoon. I beg your pardon, Edkins, apostrophe said the courteous Percy. I thought our friend was ill. Pray go on. Apostrophe, a pause. Pray go on. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Mr. Edkins is gone, apostrophe cried somebody. I beg your pardon, sir, apostrophe said the steward, running up to Mr. Percy Noakes. I beg your pardon, sir, but the gentleman as just went on deck him with the green spectacles is uncommon bad, to be sure, and the young man as played the violin says that unless he has some brandy he can't answer for the consequences. He says he has a wife and two children, whose very subsistence depends on his breaking a vessel, and he expects to do so every moment. The flagellate's been very ill, but he's better, only he's in a dreadful perspiration. Apostrophe, all disguise was now useless. The company staggered on deck. The gentlemen tried to see nothing but the clouds, and the ladies, muffled up in such shawls and cloaks as they had brought with them, lay about on the seats, and under the seats, in the most wretched condition. Never was such a blowing, and raining, and pitching, and tossing, endured by any pleasure party before. Several remonstrances were sent down below, on the subject of Master Fleetwood, but they were totally unheeded in consequence of the indisposition of his natural protectors. That interesting child screamed at the top of his voice, until he had no voice left to scream with. And then, Miss Wakefield began, and screamed for the remainder of the passage. Mr. Hardy was observed, some hours afterwards, in an attitude which induced his friends to suppose that he was busily engaged in contemplating the beauties of the deep. They only regretted that his taste for the picturesque should lead him to remain so long in a position, very injurious at all times, but especially so, to an individual laboring under a tendency of blood to the head. The party arrived off the Custom House at about 2 o'clock on the Thursday morning dispirited and worn out. The Tauntons were too ill to quarrel with the Brixes, and the Brixes were too wretched to annoy the Tauntons. One of the guitar cases was lost on its passage to a hackney coach, and Mrs. Briggs has not scrupled to state that the Tauntons bribed a porter to throw it down an area. Mr. Alexander Briggs opposes vote by ballot, he says, from personal experience of its inefficacy. And Mr. Samuel Briggs, whenever he is asked to express his sentiments on the point, says he has no opinion on that or any other subject. Mr. Edkins, the young gentleman in the green spectacles, makes a speech on every occasion on which a speech can possibly be made, the eloquence of which can only be equaled by its length. In the event of his not being previously appointed to a judgeship, it is probable that he will practice as a barrister in the new Central Criminal Court. Captain Elves continued his attention to Miss Julia Briggs, whom he might possibly have espoused, if it had not unfortunately happened that Mr. Samuel arrested him, in the way of business, pursuant to instructions received from Messrs. Scroggins and Payne, whose town debts the gallant captain had condescended to collect, but whose accounts, with the indiscretion sometimes peculiar to military minds, he had omitted to keep with that dull accuracy which custom has rendered necessary. Mrs. Taunton complains that she has been much deceived in him. He introduced himself to the family on board a Gravesend steam packet, and certainly, therefore, ought to have proved respectable. Mr. Percy Noakes is as light-hearted and careless as ever. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.